This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, January 15th, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal, featuring entrepreneurs in the January 21st edition, plus local business news in Northwest Arkansas. The current edition is available at 725-0394 or nwabusinessjournal.com, where you can also register for the daily business e-news.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Fort Smith officials discuss the possibility of an urban deer hunt to help control deer populations. And we have a conversation with comedian Ralphie May before he comes to Arkansas for a series of performances later this week.
Plus, the White River isn't as well known as other rivers that flow in and around the state, like the Arkansas and the Mississippi, but a new exhibit at the Art Center of the Ozarks gives the White its due.
That and more, but first, Governor Mike Beebe gave his State of the State address this morning in front of a joint session of the state legislature. After opening remarks and talk of how this session is a historic one, Beebe issued a call for abolishing most of the state's grocery tax.
When I was sworn in as governor in 2007, I promised to attack the onerous state sales tax on groceries. With the help of three previous legislatures, the grocery tax has incrementally fallen from 6% to 1.5%. This being my last regular session, there is an urge to finish the job now.
However, Governor Beebe says the elimination of the tax will take time.
With the challenges we face, I don't see room to cut this tax at this time without endangering needed services, but I still want to plan for it. There are monies that will become available to further cut the grocery tax. We're just not sure when. Chief among these are the state's ongoing payments to the Pulaski County school districts after the desegregation ruling of the 1980s. We know these payments will end. The only question is timing. I propose that we pass legislation to make grocery tax relief the first call on this money when it becomes available.
Governor Beebe says the funds currently being allocated to desegregation payments may not become available for a year or more, but that when those funds become available, they should be in place to make final cuts to the grocery tax. We'll have more from Governor Beebe's address on tomorrow's edition of Ozarks at Large.
Arkansas's 89th General Assembly can now begin to work on many of the tough issues facing the state. The Senate and House both convened yesterday. Both the Speaker of the House and the Senate pro tem are Republicans. Their new leadership roles are among the many signs of the recent power shift in the state from a majority of Democratic legislative leadership to one that is now mostly Republican. However, House Speaker David Carter urged his chamber to work with each other as they debate the issues.
We have serious issues ahead that will require vigorous debate, but that's okay. That's what we're charged to do. Never forget, every time you push that button, you're pushing that button for 30,000 Arkansans.
New Senate leader Michael Lamoureux urged bipartisanship in his chamber. He told members that both sides have valid points on legislation, specifically on whether the state will expand its Medicaid program and how to shore up its current funding shortfall.
On the agenda for the Fayetteville City Council tonight is the acceptance of a $25,000 grant that City Waste Reduction Coordinator Brian Pugh says will help city residents recycle e-waste such as computers, televisions, and other electronics.
It's a state grant through the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, and they are allowing us to print out vouchers or coupons that we can give out to residents of Fayetteville. And those coupons will be worth $5, and you can redeem those at the Washington County site. And in lieu of paying $5, you can just recycle your electronics for free.
The e-waste is collected at the Washington County Office of Environmental Affairs on Brink Drive in South Fayetteville. The old electronics are then taken to ESCO Processing and Recycling in Rogers for processing and rendering. Pugh says the coupon program could encourage recycling of items that residents would otherwise find difficult to dispose of.
The landfill has actually banned the e-waste, like the computers and TVs, from the landfill. And so there is a lot of issues with groundwater contamination for electronics such as those. So this program will help us to educate the residents of Fayetteville that there are options to recycling.
Pugh says e-waste contains several pollutants that could taint groundwater if disposed of in the landfill, including heavy metals such as cadmium, mercury, and lead, in addition to flame retardants.
Walmart Stores Incorporated made a pair of announcements this morning. The Bentonville-based retail giant announced that beginning on Memorial Day, it will offer a job to any honorably discharged veteran in his or her first 12 months off of active duty. According to the company, it expects to hire more than 100,000 veterans in the next 5 years. The company also announced it will buy an additional $50 billion in domestically sourced goods, including such categories as storage products, games, sporting goods, and paper products.
The band Perry will soon be returning to Northwest Arkansas, this time as the headlining act for the Northwest Arkansas Children's Shelter's Starlight Gala. The shelter and presenting sponsor, General Mills, announced yesterday the family-based band, comprised of siblings Kimberly, Reed, and Neil Perry, will perform at the gala, scheduled for Saturday, April 27th, at the John Q. Hammonds Convention Center in Rogers. This will be the second consecutive year for the Starlight Gala. Last year, the charity event raised more than $435,000 for the children's shelter. The band has only issued one full-length album since founding in 2009, but it has received a handful of awards from the Academy of Country Music and Country Music Television, in addition to several other award nominations. Their gold-certified singles following their debut album include 2010's If I Die Young, You Lie, and All Your Life.
Arkansans eligible for one-time payments from the National Mortgage Settlement are nearing the deadline to file claims to receive those payments. According to a release yesterday from Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel's office, Arkansans who lost their homes to foreclosure between January 1, 2008 and December 31, 2011, and whose loans were serviced by one of five lenders involved in the settlement, are eligible for the cash payments. $1.5 billion was set aside from the total $25 billion settlement with Ally, GMAC, Bank of America, Citibank, JP Morgan Chase, and Wells Fargo. The settlement came after a 16-month investigation into the mortgage servicing practices such as robo-signing or the approval of foreclosure documents without reviewing them. The Attorney General's office says if you believe you're eligible for a cash payment but did not receive a claim form in the mail, you should contact the settlement administrator at nationalmortgagesettlement.com. And for more information, you can visit the Attorney General's website, gotyourbackarkansas.org.
The College of Engineering at the University of Arkansas is receiving good ink from the national press. In its best online programs rankings, U.S. News & World Reports has ranked the college's Master of Science in Engineering the 25th out of 66 online graduate engineering programs. According to a release issued this morning by the university, the fully accredited program is taught by graduate faculty from the College of Engineering and is designed for students who want to further their education in a variety of engineering topics. The program is open to students with a bachelor's degree in any engineering field and incorporates classes from traditional Master of Science degrees in all of the major engineering fields.
Mostly clear tonight, continued cold, lows around 12 in Northwest Arkansas. A few clouds tonight for the Arkansas River Valley with a low around 20. Tomorrow, sunshine, it'll be in the mid-40s in the Arkansas River Valley tomorrow, lower 40s for Northwest Arkansas. And for Wednesday night, mostly clear, lows from 23 to 27 throughout the KUAF listening area.